Here's the 1-0. Abrams swings, lines it into right field. Johnson coming on. He's got it, and the ball game is over. Dylan Cease says no hit. The Washington Nationals. On a rainy Thursday in D.C., the Padres will celebrate. They have mobbed Cease on the infield, and the Pods sweep the Nats with a 3-0 victory. Cease came close time and time and time again, and today he gets it done.
I'm not a professional broadcaster. Oh, wait a second. I guess
I am. Yes, you are.
I guess I am. I'm not a professional sports broadcaster.
Okay.
But if I was, I would have in no way been as classy and professional and succinct as Jesse Agler was calling the second Padres no-hitter in Padres history yesterday on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan.
Would you have had to be beeped a lot?
I think I just would have said, holy crap.
I think you would have said this.
Man, what a stretch the Padres pitchers have been on this week, last week. I think it's historical. Dylan Cease throws the second no-hitter in Padres history yesterday. Isn't it odd that the Padres have only had two no-hitters and they've both been on the road?
Wow.
We've not been able to celebrate a no-hitter here in town. Okay. I'm so happy and so fortunate feeling. I've seen both no-hitters on TV.
Okay.
I'm so happy to be able to say that because this is history. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
The Padres, I've said all week when we've been talking about the Padres, there's this log jam in the wild card position right now. So many teams could possibly make it, including the San Diego Padres, and it's so imperative that teams that are built for it, like the Padres, that they start separating themselves from the pack. Oh my God, how about a no-hitter to make that happen? I'm so excited. I'm so happy. And not to bore you, Tammy, not to get your eyes glass over with X's and O's and numbers, but what Dylan Cease has been doing lately is truly remarkable. In the last three starts, Dylan Cease has pitched 7-7 and 9 on a 14.
Why'd you do math? 23.
7-7 and 9 is 23.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He is, in his last three starts, he's pitched 23 innings. He has given up zero runs and combined in 23 innings, two hits.
Wow.
I mean, are you kidding me?
That's amazing.
That is absolutely amazing. Congratulations to Dylan Cease and go Pods.
And just after 8, we have to talk about an amazing catch that made this no-hitter possible.
Yeah, you know what? It's not just a single effort. That is for sure. When you get something like this done, it takes a village, Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
I think someone famous said that once. It takes a village. 833-287-1037. Let's get you on right now to take on Tammy in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. There'll be no Padres questions in there. I wanted to do a whole Padres College of Hollywood Knowledge, but
thank you for not doing that.
Just didn't make sense, really, in retrospect. But we will get you tickets to John Party just for playing Tammy, and maybe even $100 if you can beat her. 833-287-1037. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge is coming up. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Turns out that you don't even have to go to Comic-Con inside Comic-Con to experience Comic-Con. You can just like sit outside and watch people, and that could be your Comic-Con experience.
Mm-hmm. Producer Jessica had a fun experience with her mother last night. There's a Geek Couture fashion show?
Yeah, it's the Her Universe Geek Couture fashion show. I go every year.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite events, and cosplayers and designers, they compete and make these custom couture gowns.
Okay.
And the prize was $10,000 last night.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I was super excited because I actually had a friend competing this year.
Oh, nice.
So wait a second. So they make gowns based on Comic-Con type movies?
Yeah, anything really. Any kind of fandom. I mean, there was everything there last night. It was so cool.
And your friend is a fashion designer?
Yeah, she does cosplay and designs gowns and stuff. And she's been trying to get into this for 4 years. It's really hard to get in. Hundreds of people apply.
Especially with a grand prize like 10 grand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So what was her costume?
She did a Barbie. It was inspired by like when you're walking down the aisle and see Barbie clothes. So she had her gown she was wearing. And then right next to it would be another gown that was in like the Barbie clothes box.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it was really cool the way she put it together, and there was so many amazing outfits. And my mom's in town, and this event is actually free to go to. You don't have to have a badge. So for next year, for locals, it's a great local event. So since it was free and you didn't have to have a badge, I brought mom along with me. Mom, what did we just do?
We just saw a great fashion show.
It was a Geek Couture fashion show.
Oh, I didn't catch that part. I thought it looked like normal clothes for these people here. Well, at Comic-Con.
Okay. So we had a friend in it, which was amazing. But what was your favorite part of, like, the whole experience?
Oh, my gosh. Watching people come in was my favorite part.
You didn't even have to see the designers in their outfits. Yeah.
No.
It was so much fun. There was everything in this fashion show, from Bluey to Barbie, from Star Wars to Hot Wheels.
My favorite.
What was your favorite?
Sharknado.
That wasn't even in the contest, Mom.
It was there on the runway.
There was a Jaws one, and you're going to talk about the Sharknado one?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, you kind of sound irritated with Mom there, not picking up on the Jaws theme.
There was a great Jaws gown that I thought she would get into that somebody had custom made for this.
Yes.
And she was so excited by the Sharknado gown, which was very cool, but it was also somebody bought, like, I'm not kidding you, a quinceanera gown and threw a bunch of sharks on it.
Okay. See, because couture is supposed to be high end, you know, right. High fashion.
Right.
That was one of a kind, obviously, but yeah, it's supposed to look expensive.
Jessica, yes. Is this special for you to experience this with your mom, or be honest, are you kind of like, I wish I was here with someone that really got into it more, or is your mom as much of a geek as you are about this stuff?
Oh, this is actually my mom's second Comic-Con.
Okay.
She came with me 10 years ago and loved it. My mom's a total geek.
Right.
And she just loves she loves people watching. So she was in her element. Before the show even started, she was already planning on coming next year.
Okay. How did your friend do?
She did okay. She didn't win, but that's okay. It was her first year. I am so, so proud of Sean. I'm going to post all the videos on our KSON Instagram here in just a second. One that won was a guy. He put 600 pieces of doll clothes together to make a dress.
Oh, wow.
So our Comic-Con coverage this morning kicks into high gear because Jessica's just getting started. We got country singer Raina Roberts. She's on Beyonce's record, Cowboy Carter. She's on America's Got Talent right now.
You may have seen her at a Stagecoach a couple of years ago.
She is in town to cover Comic-Con, to perform at Comic-Con, and to be, more importantly, our Comic-Con correspondent with producer Jessica. She's your play date this entire weekend. How cool is that?
I'm so excited.
Anyway, she's coming in the studio to talk about that coming up at 7:30. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Theodore is in Mira Mesa. Happy Friday, Theodore.
Good morning.
Would you do me a favor? Kick Tammy out of our studio, pal.
Tammy, can you please leave the studio?
You bet.
Theodore, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. And if you get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Theodore, I want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Good. Here we go. Cardi B is not a fan of this fried chicken restaurant's honey lemon pepper wings. Fill in the blank from this slogan to find out the name of this chicken place. Love that chicken from
Popeyes.
Tom Brady is dating Sports Illustrated swimsuit model Brooks Nader. Brady has a thing for models, as his ex-wife is a massively successful supermodel. Who is she?
Pat.
Inside Out 2 just became the highest grossing animated movie of all time with more than $1.4 billion. What's number 2? Frozen 2, Super Mario Brothers, or Incredibles 2?
Super Mario Brothers.
Lauren Elena had to cancel 3 shows this weekend, sadly, after her dad, JJ, passed away. Lauren was runner-up on season 10 of American Idol. The winner of that season is also a country star who has had multiple number one songs. What is his name?
Can't even think of it right now.
Okay, and finally, Elon Musk is challenging Mark Zuckerberg to a fight again. Who is the actor that played Mark Zuckerberg in the Oscar-winning movie The Social Network?
Not.
Okay, let's get Tam back in.
I have the picture if it's not coming to me.
Right. I get it. So, Theodore, what's going on this weekend? Tell me something cool. So
I'm just going to go jet skiing at the beach, or ski beach.
That's pretty cool. Fun. Jet skiing at the beach. Right on,
great
man.
Great way to start a Friday.
Theodore, I asked all the wrong questions, okay. Tam. It's me, not him. 1 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Cardi B wanted to let us know that she's not a fan of this fried chicken restaurant's honey lemon pepper wings. Fill in the blank from this slogan to find out the name of this chicken place. Love that chicken from
Popeyes.
I mean, I find it hard to believe that anything Popeyes produces is not good for the palate. That's my favorite fried chicken joint, hands down. Theodore knew that. 1-1. Tom Brady is dating Sports Illustrated swimsuit model Brooks Nader. Brady has a thing for models, it seems, as his ex-wife is a massively successful supermodel. Tammy, who is your favorite person?
Giselle.
Theodore didn't know. 2-1, Tam. Inside Out 2 just became highest grossing animated movie of all time with more than $1.4 billion. What's number 2? Frozen 2, Super Mario Brothers, or Incredibles 2?
I'm going to go with Frozen 2.
Frozen 2 is absolutely correct. Theodore went with was right behind it, Super Mario Brothers. So now it's 3-1, Tam. Sadly, Lauren Elena had to cancel 3 shows this weekend after her father passed away. Lauren was runner-up on season 10 of American Idol. The winner of that season is also a country star who has had multiple number one songs. What is his name?
Scotty McCreery.
Yes, Scotty McCreery. Theodore just couldn't come up with it. 4-1, Tam. And finally, Elon Musk is challenging Mark Zuckerberg to a fight again. Just go away. Just go away. Focus on space, bro. Who is the actor that played Mark Zuckerberg in the Oscar-winning movie The Social Network?
Jesse Eisenberg?
Jesse Eisenberg is right. Theodore had the face in his mind, could not come up with a name. Happens all the time, dude. Today, a clean sweep for you, Theodore, so you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you.
Theodore, you're now going to see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet September 21st at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater.
Well, thank you so much.
Theodore, thank you so much. We appreciate you calling and playing. Before you leave, unfortunately, we do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Theodore from Mira Mesa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
You're going to be hearing a lot about Raina Roberts in your future. She's on Beyonce's Cowboy Carter record. She's on 2 songs. She is also currently on America's Got Talent. More importantly for us, she is our Comic-Con correspondent. We are so happy and so excited to meet Raina Roberts in person. And Raina, it's great to meet you finally.
Raina.
We've got so many things to talk about with Raina. We want to talk about AGT.
Yeah.
We want to talk about, your friend Beyonce.
We want to talk about the fact that you're going to cover Comic-Con for us this weekend.
First of all, you are here for a reason for Comic-Con, correct?
Yeah.
What is that?
I get to perform.
Oh, right on.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so excited. It's going to be also my first year at Comic-Con, too. I kind of give myself stipulations like, I can only do this one thing if I'm performing. So it incentivizes me to go and make sure that I'm doing that for music and also doing other things that I love at the same time. It's going to be very, very memorable. I can't say that.
Since it's a private event, no names need to be mentioned, but will there be famous people there watching you?
I'm sure there will be. Yeah. I'd be very surprised if there weren't.
Are you a fan of like Comic-Con, or is this something that you're like, that would be a cool thing to be a part of?
Well, okay, my family is like all nerds. Like my bonus dad, Cartier, he has over 3,000 comics. My dad has about 1,000 comics. Yeah, and my mom is her and I are both working on projects right now for like graphic novels and comics like ourselves. So
wait, could Raina Roberts become a character?
I think we're already seeing what we're about to see here. This is awesome.
I love it.
One thing I feel like I've gotten a good amount of my life, or at least in music, every time I'm going somewhere, people are like, "You look like a Disney princess or a superhero," and I was like, I love that. That's leading into something.
So we need to talk about how serendipitous this whole thing is.
Okay. Now, how did this all come about?
This is crazy. So I had been following Raina on Instagram because I'd saw on her videos, and then of course, she did a little song with Beyonce. So I was following her and I was like, gosh, she's so cool. And one day she posted a picture of her with some lightsabers and I went, excuse me. Are we about to be best friends? Is she a geek girl like me?
Yes.
And I have always wanted to bring one of our country artists to Comic-Con. I think that'd be such a fun, different thing for them to do and for our audience to see. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, gosh, it'd be so cool that if we could bring Raina. And then I'm not kidding you, maybe
2 days later, I get an email from somebody on her team that's like, hey, so Raina's going to be in town for Comic-Con. Wonder if you want to do something.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. And it gets better. The reason they were able to get in contact with me is because of Tammy.
Mm-hmm. My daughter, Taylor.
No. The person on her team that contacted me is friends with Tammy's daughter, Taylor, in Wisconsin.
And Taylor said, hey, do you know country artist Raina Roberts? I know so-and-so, and he's wondering if there's a way that he can contact you guys out in San Diego. And I'm just like, isn't that wild?
That is so crazy.
Little
it's meant to
things,
be.
Man. Thin threads.
We might be family.
We might be.
So we've got all kinds of plans. Later today, we're going to go to the Batman in concert, which, by the way, is something that's open to the public. You can buy tickets to. We're going to go check out the orchestra that's playing and hang out with them and then watch the show. We're going to go around the gas lamp, see the sights. I love taking people to their first Comic-Con, so this is
Raina,
like my favorite weekend
this
ever.
This is like a Comic-Con play date.
Yeah.
It is.
Because it's my first one, like I'm like show me the
I'm
world.
I'm gonna show her all the route.
I hope you've come to walking shoes because you're gonna get some steps in. Okay,
yep, I brought some sneakers.
Right. Okay. Yeah, you're gonna need it. You have the best guide though. I can't think of anybody better than producer Jessica to take.
You're in great hands. Mm-hmm. Raina Roberts, hang tight because we have to hear about being on Beyonce's record. But first, we've got this going on. Raina Roberts is our guest. She is not only on America's Got Talent right now. She's also on Beyonce's record, Cowboy Carter, and is hooking up with producer Jessica all this weekend to be our Comic-Con correspondent. Let's talk about your appearance, Raina, on Cowboy Carter. So here's what I'm imagining. You're at home, attending to, you know, your daily duties, and you're maybe making yourself a sandwich, and the phone rings, and it's, hey, girl, it's Beyonce. What do you say? You want to work together? I mean, kind of like that?
Or? I actually can't give you any details about how everything came to be, but what I can say is that Beyonce has always been my biggest, my favorite artist, my biggest inspiration, and to be uplifted by my biggest inspiration and my favorite artist has been incredible. Like, from as long as I can remember, her voice has been something that I've wanted to emulate and pull from. And her career has shaped like my artistry and so many things that I've done in my career. So it's an honor and it's a blessing.
I'm fascinated by what I can't ask you about the Beyonce.
Oh my gosh, Ken, you gotta get over it.
Because I'm in the shower this morning and I'm thinking, I mean, good Lord. Not only are you working with your idol Beyonce, but you're a part of one of the biggest and best songs of all time, the cover of the Beatles song Blackbird. I mean, how much more pressure could you?
I mean, it wasn't pressure to me. I was excited. I was like, oh yeah, I've been, you know, moments like these. I've been practicing and getting ready for these moments my whole life. So when they come to me, I'm not nervous. I'm just like, this is what I've been working for. This is what I've been.
Finally here.
Yes, but it's finally here. Yay, let's go.
When you heard the finished product,
mm-hmm.
when it was played for you in the studio or the engineer played it for you, I mean, crying, laughing, euphoria? What was, it must have been a super emotional.
Definitely euphoria. It's funny, I feel like everybody was crying but me.
Really?
I was just like smiling and happy and excited. Everybody else is all like crying and just like, what? Just disbelief. But to me, it was just like, you know, this is something I've been working for, and it's finally here. And there's just excitement. It's funny because when I think I was in high school. No. I was in middle school, and I auditioned because I was in choir, and I never got the parts. I never got them. And there was this one year where everybody did Blackbird, and I auditioned for it, and I didn't get it. And it's like, oh, but I got the real Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
To see
all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free.
So beautiful.
God.
It's so beautiful.
We're with Raina Roberts. Raina, not only, as you've heard, is on Beyonce's record, Cowboy Carter. She's currently on America's Got Talent. And she is our Comic-Con correspondent with producer Jessica all this weekend. So if you see her downtown today or tomorrow or Sunday, say hey, heard you on John and Tammy.
Your favorite country artist that you want to work with that you haven't?
Chris Stapleton.
Yes.
Love him. Love him with my whole heart. I'm like, oh, that's, you know, I have a list of artists that I'm excited to work with in the future. And Chris Stapleton is definitely on that list.
Does he know this?
I don't know. I don't think he knows this, but I'm trying to make sure he knows it.
Raina Roberts, you are so fun. You're such a light. You're so pleasant. Don't leave. Just stay.
Well, she'll be with me all weekend.
Raina Roberts will be all over KSON's socials this weekend, being our correspondent for Comic-Con. And more of our conversation will be on John and Tammy's podcast.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Our pleasure, Raina. So nice to meet you. Good Lord, was yesterday a fantastic day for our San Diego Padres. The second no-hitter in history. No big deal. Just a no-hitter. That's coming up at 8:05. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Here's the 1-0. Abrams swings, lines it into right field. Johnson coming on. He's got it, and the ballgame is over. Dylan Cease says no hit. The Washington Nationals. On a rainy Thursday in D.C., the Padres will celebrate. They have mobbed Cease on the infield, and the Pods sweep the Nats with a 3-0 victory. Cease came close time and time and time again, and today he gets it done.
Call this an overstatement if you must, but other than the birth of my children, yesterday may have been the best day of my life.
Probably not, but it was an awesome day.
Man, the San Diego Padres. The only thing I really feel bad about yesterday is that it was a day game, so many of you missed it. I'm so fortunate to have the job that I have for the fact that I was able to sit, have some lunch with my boy, and watch the Padres' second no-hitter in team history. I'm so freaking fortunate and thankful for it.
I want to know when you got a son.
I'm sorry?
You said you're having lunch with my boy. I didn't know you had a little boy.
Oh, my friend Tom. I'm sorry. Always got to pick on me, don't you? This is what is the beauty of sports. I'm sitting yesterday at the RB Inn with my buddy Tom, getting caught up during a lunch, watching the Padres. And at first, they're kind of on in the background. But then we're realizing something kind of special is happening here. Sure. And then there's two of us at the bar. And then there's 10 of us at the bar. Yeah. Then there's 50 of us at the bar. And we're all buddies all of a sudden. We don't know each other. Strangers become friends. That was so cool yesterday.
And one of the coolest things, I think, because it was everywhere this morning when I got up, because I didn't see this, was the out that was made because of it was a bobbled catch, right?
Such a great point, Tammy. You can't do, with all due respect to Dylan Cease, who is the boss, you can't get a no-hitter without your entire team helping you out.
Sure.
This was so key yesterday during Dylan Cease's no-hitter.
Here's the 1-2, and Yepes pops it up off the handle of the bat, shallow center. Bogaerts awkwardly going back, reaching for it, basket catch, couldn't make the play, but Merrill grabbed it out of the air, one away.
If Jackson Merrill doesn't do what every little league player was taught to do, is back up your position players, if he's not there to back up Xander's flub of that ball, no story. Yeah. We're not talking about what we're talking about right now. Just an amazing day, and the likelihood of what happened yesterday is so rare.
Yeah.
They had an hour and 20 minute rain delay. A lot of times after a player is warmed up and then they're forced to sit around for an hour plus because of a rain delay, manager says, you know what? We're going to put somebody else in. There were so many reasons that yesterday shouldn't have happened, but it did. And here's what it is. If the season ended today, Padres would be in the playoffs, and they certainly look like a playoff team. Thank you, Dylan Cease and the San Diego Padres, for keeping this really fun 2024 season going. You know it's a crazy Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge when you've got Cher, Nirvana, and the Kansas City Chiefs all involved. It's all coming up in Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge. Next, John and Tim, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy.
Raina Roberts is our guest. She is not only on America's Got Talent right now, she's also on Beyonce's record, Cowboy Carter, and is hooking up with producer Jessica all this weekend to be our Comic-Con correspondent. Let's talk about your appearance, Raina, on Cowboy Carter. So here's what I'm imagining. You're at home attending to, you know, your daily duties, and you're maybe making yourself a sandwich, and the phone rings, and it's, hey, girl, it's Beyonce. What do you say? You want to work together? I mean, kind of like that?
Or? I actually can't give you any details about how everything came to be. But what I can say is that Beyonce has always been my biggest, my favorite artist, my biggest inspiration. And to be uplifted by my biggest inspiration and my favorite artist has been incredible. Like, from as long as I can remember, her voice has been something that I've wanted to emulate and pull from. And her career has shaped, like, my artistry and so many things that I've done in my career. So it's an honor and it's a blessing.
I'm fascinated by what I can't ask you about the Beyonce.
Oh, my gosh, John, you got to get over it.
Because I'm in the shower this morning, and I'm thinking, I mean, good Lord. Not only are you working with your idol Beyonce, but you're a part of one of the biggest and best songs of all time, the cover of the Beatles song Blackbird. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much more pressure could you?
I mean, it wasn't pressure to me. I was excited. I was like, oh yeah, I've been, you know, moments like these. I've been practicing and getting ready for these moments my whole life. So when they come to me, I'm not nervous. I'm just like, this is what I've been working for. This is what sure. I've been.
It's finally here.
Yes, yeah, it's finally here. Yay, let's go.
When you heard the finished product,
mm-hmm.
when it was played for you in the studio or an engineer played it for you, I mean, crying, laughing, euphoria. What was? I mean, it must have been a super emotional.
Definitely euphoria. It's funny. I feel like everybody was crying but me.
Really?
I was just like smiling and happy and excited. Everybody else was all like crying and just like what? Just disbelief. But to me, it was just like, you know, this is something I've been working for, and it's finally here. And there's just excitement. It's funny because when I was, I think I was in high school. No. I was in middle school, and I auditioned because I was in choir, and I never got the parts. I never got them. And there was this one year where everybody did Blackbird, and I auditioned for it, and I didn't get it. And it's like, oh, but I got the real Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
Learn to see all your life.
You are only waiting for this moment to be free.
So beautiful.
God.
It's so beautiful.
We're with Raina Roberts. Raina, not only, as you've heard, is on Beyonce's record Cowboy Carter. She's currently on America's Got Talent. And she is our Comic-Con correspondent with producer Jessica all this weekend. So if you see her downtown today or tomorrow or Sunday, say hey, heard you on John and Tammy.
Your favorite country artist that you want to work with that you haven't?
Chris Stapleton.
Yes.
Love him. Love him with my whole heart. I'm like, oh, that's, you know, I have a list of artists that I'm excited to work with in the future. And Chris Stapleton is definitely on that list.
Does he know this?
I don't know. I don't think he knows this, okay. But I'm trying to make sure he knows it.
Raina Roberts, you are so fun. You're such a light. You're so pleasant. Don't leave. Just stay.
Well, she'll be with me all weekend.
Raina Roberts will be all over KSON's socials this weekend, being our correspondent for Comic-Con. And more of our conversation will be on John and Tammy's podcast.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Our pleasure, Raina. So nice to meet you. Good Lord, was yesterday a fantastic day for our mm-hmm. San Diego Padres, the second no-hitter in history. No big deal, just a no-hitter. That's coming up at 8:05. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Here's the 1-0. Abrams swings, lines it into right field. Johnson coming on. He's got it, and the ball game is over. Dylan Cease says no hit. The Washington Nationals on a rainy Thursday in D.C. The Padres will celebrate. They have mobbed Cease on the infield, and the Pods sweep the Nats with a 3-0 victory. Cease came close time and time and time again, and today he gets it done.
Call this an overstatement if you must, but other than the birth of my children, yesterday may have been the best day of my life.
Probably not, but it was an awesome day.
Man, the San Diego Padres. The only thing I really feel bad about yesterday is that it was a day game, so sure. Many of you missed it. I'm so fortunate to have the job that I have for the fact that I was able to sit, have some lunch with my boy, and watch the Padres' second no-hitter in team history. I'm so freaking fortunate and thankful for it.
I want to know when you got a son.
I'm sorry?
You said you're having lunch with my boy. I didn't know you had a little boy.
Oh, my friend Tom. I'm sorry. Always got to pick on me, don't you? This is what is the beauty of sports. I'm sitting yesterday at the RB Inn with my buddy Tom, mm-hmm. getting caught up during a lunch, watching the Padres. And at first, they're kind of on in the background. But then we're realizing something kind of special is happening here.
Sure.
And then there's two of us at the bar. And mm-hmm. then there's 10 of us at the bar.
Yeah.
Then there's 50 of us at the bar. And we're all buddies all of a sudden. We don't know each other. Strangers mm-hmm. become friends. That was so cool yesterday.
And one of the coolest things, I think, because it was everywhere this morning when I got up, because I didn't see this, was the out that was made because of it was a bobbled catch, right?
Such a great point, Tammy. You can't do, with all due respect to Dylan Cease, who is the boss, you can't get a no-hitter without your entire team helping you out.
Sure.
This was so key yesterday during Dylan Cease's no-hitter.
Here's the 1-2, and Yepes pops it up off the handle of the bat, shallow center. Bogaerts awkwardly going back, reaching for it, basket catch, couldn't make the play, but Merrill grabbed it out of the air, one away.
If Jackson Merrill doesn't do what every little league player was taught to do, is back up your position players, if he's not there to back up Xander's flub of that ball, no story. Yeah. We're not talking about what we're talking about right now. Just an amazing day, and the likelihood of what happened yesterday is so rare.
Yeah.
They had an hour and 20 minute rain delay. A lot of times after a player is warmed up and then they're forced to sit around for an hour plus because of a rain delay, manager says, you know what? We're going to put somebody else in. There were so many reasons that yesterday shouldn't have happened, but it did. And here's what it is. If the season ended today, Padres would be in the playoffs, and they certainly look like a playoff team. Thank you, Dylan Cease and the San Diego Padres, for keeping this really fun 2024 season going. You know, it's a crazy Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge when you've got Cher, Nirvana, and the Kansas City Chiefs all involved. It's all coming up in Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge. Next, John and Tim, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Carrie, who is in my hood, Carlsbad. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Doing well. I believe that's the first time Carlsbad's ever been referred to as a hood.
That is accurate.
Carrie, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
Sorry, Tam. You got to go.
All right. Good luck.
Carrie, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Reminder to you, Carrie, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
Carrie, Matt LeBlanc turned 57 yesterday. Which friend did he play on Friends?
Oh, my gosh. Why am I not thinking of Snake? Chandler, Ross, and I'm totally spacing. Pass. I'm sorry. Very disappointed in myself.
Cher is releasing a memoir in two parts. Cher got her start in music by starting a rock duo with her then-husband. What were they called?
I know his name is Sonny, so I'm just going to say Sonny and Cher.
Cast members of The Office used to instant message each other, and even fans, while they were filming. Steve Carell was the star of The Office. Tell me his character's full name.
Wow. I'm very upset. These are so embarrassing. These are, like, easy, and I can't get them.
It's because you're freaking yourself out.
I'm overthinking it.
Carrie, I want you to step back from your phone for 1 second, take a deep breath, okay. Remind yourself that you are a powerful force named Carrie, and then come back to me. Go ahead. I'll give you a second. Go ahead.
I'm a powerful force.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. I got his first name.
Go ahead.
Michael. But
Michael, last name?
Scott.
There
Michael.
You see? That's all it takes. Just a deep breath once in a while. Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit tops a list of the best songs of the 90s. Nirvana's drummer Dave Grohl went on to form and play guitar and be the lead singer for what massively successful rock band?
I don't know.
Okay. And finally, there are five Chief games that Taylor Swift can't attend because they conflict with shows on her Eras Tour. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year. Who did they beat?
Well, you know, okay, I know, the Niners.
Okay.
I think.
Let's get Tam back in.
Okay.
Carrie, what's happening for you today? What's going down?
I'm now currently late for work because I
wanted to. Oh, well, thank you. Are you going to get in trouble? Should we call your boss?
No, I don't think so. I'll be okay.
I'd like to stay employed. Carrie thinks she did horribly, but she actually did 3 out of 5.
Nice job.
Okay, not off.
There you go. She's very hard on herself, this Carrie. Timmy, Matt LeBlanc turned 57 yesterday. Which friend did he play on Friends?
Joey.
Carrie. You knew that.
That I did. I did know that.
1-0, Tammy. Tammy, Cher is releasing a memoir in two parts. Cher got her start in music by starting a rock duo with her then husband. What were they called?
Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher. Carrie knew that. 2-1 Tam. Cast members of The Office used to instant message each other and even fans while they were filming.
Oh, wow.
Steve Carell was the star of The Office. Tell me his character's full name.
His full name. Oh, I can't even think of a last name.
Michael Scott.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Carrie knew that. Didn't you, Carrie?
Surprise.
So it's now, 2-2? Timmy, Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit tops a list of the best songs of the 90s. Nirvana's drummer Dave Grohl went on to form and play guitar and be the lead singer for what massively successful rock band?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters is right. I wonder if Dave, who arguably is one of the best drummers of all time, figured to himself while he was in Nirvana, someday I'm going to be in a band that's even bigger and more successful than this band.
Wow.
It's crazy. What a life. Carrie couldn't come up with it. 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, there are 5 Chiefs games that Taylor Swift can't attend because they conflict with her Eras tour. How long is this tour going on, by the way?
Forever.
Is it his 10th year now?
For Eras?
Right? The Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year. Who'd they beat?
Who did the Chiefs play? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. And it's so hard for me because I was rooting for them. Was it San Francisco?
It was. The Niners. Carrie knew that as well. So today we finish with a score of Tammy 4, Carrie 3. Carrie, you didn't get any of Tammy's money, but you are going to get a great prize for hanging with us this morning.
Carrie, you have a pair of tickets now to go see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater September 21st.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it.
Carrie, we appreciate you very much. Have a wonderful day. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Carrie in Carlsbad, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Bonjour, George.
Hello, John. How are you?
Isn't technology amazing? We are speaking right now to our Olympic correspondent, our co-worker, George, who is lucky enough to have a smoking hot wife who lives in France.
Yes, and luckily she can translate everything we run into. And she's very Parisian, even in this long line of about 15,000 people trying to get through the gates to see the opening ceremonies along the River Seine today.
Okay, so explain what that's like. I mean, paint the picture for us of what it looks like as you're looking around.
Are you exaggerating about the crowd size?
No, I just sent Jessica a photo. The crowd, this is just one gate. There are several gates along the River Seine. We happen to be at the very beginning, right before the Notre Dame. And the venue, or actually the river, is going to host people all across the River Seine past the Eiffel Tower. So that's probably about, I would say, a good 6 miles from point A to point B. So, and there will be a flotilla of boats all along. Now, there's people all around. I see American flags out here. I see people from Peru. I've seen someone from Senegal. You have Canadians. The people that are next to us were from somewhere in Europe, tell just by their accents. I mean, they're from all over the world. I thought when you see the opening ceremonies on TV, I thought they were locals, but that's, my goodness gracious, people from all over the world here to see the opening ceremony.
Are you pinching yourself right now? I mean, are you aware of just how fortunate you are to be where you are?
I am. I cannot believe this is really happening. We've already been to 2 days of events. We actually had the chance to see 2 soccer games or football on Wednesday, and yesterday we were at rugby for most of the day, so that was incredible. And talk about team spirit from the countries. Oh my God, it was just it's surreal. I've never seen anything like television. I'm going to tell you one thing. You see it on TV and you go, wow, that's wonderful. No, it's not wonderful till you get here.
I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I'm so glad that you agreed to share this with us so we can kind of experience it from your eyes, George. We appreciate that. When you knew that you were going on this trip, what is something that you're like, I have to see this in the Olympics over everything else?
Well, okay, it's not going to be Olympic-related, but are you ready?
Yeah.
I discovered Paris has a Costco. I rented a car, and Monday I'm going to Costco.
You can take the American out of America, but you really can't, can you?
Your card that you have in your pocket works anywhere around the world. I don't need a social card.
I didn't know there were Costco's in Europe.
I didn't know.
Well, this is so great. George, thank you again for taking some time with us, and we're looking forward to talking with you next week as well. And enjoy the opening ceremonies, and keep sending us photos.
Yeah, man.
And send photos from the coolest thing you find in Costco there.
Yes, and drink all the wine, eat all the cheese. I'm so envious.
Let me know if you want a hot dog from Costco. I'll bring it.
Yes, okay. I want a Parisian hot dog. I want you to carry it back from Costco. Right. Thank you, our Olympic correspondent in Paris. Woo! He goes to no bounds to give us great content, our coworker George. Have fun, and as they say in France, oui, oui, George.
Oui, oui, vive la France.
Slow down, pal. I don't speak that well.
Bonjour, George.
Bonjour.
Devin is Lakeside. What's going on, Devin?
Hey, John, I just wanted to wish my mom a happy birthday. Love you. Hope you have a great day.
Oh, Devin, who's your mom?
Elena.
And where does Elena live?
She's in San Diego, like Mission Valley area.
Okay, awesome. Happy birthday, Mommy Elena.
That's great. Way to remember your mom, man.
Thank you, guys.
Good son points for Devin, giving his mom a shout on her birthday. That's awesome, man.
San Diego is going to be so busy this weekend. If you plan on going downtown, just remember Comic-Con, okay?
Yeah, just trolley the hell out of this weekend. I mean, don't even bother with your car.
And if you can't get to Comic-Con, make sure you follow KSON on our socials, because we have country artist Raina Roberts as our special correspondent. She's buddied up with producer Jessica, the best Comic-Con buddy you can have, to bring you everything so that you can kind of feel like you're there.
This is going to be the start of a brand new friendship for producer Jessica and country star Raina Roberts.
Mm-hmm, I think so, too.
I am going to do my part and take my daughter to see Twisters on Sunday.
Oh, I can't wait to hear if that's any good.
I'm super stoked because Sinopolis is where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
I can lay back.
Uh-oh.
Unlimited popcorn.
Oh, no. Are you going to stay awake? Are you going during the day?
Stop. Don't put that in. Don't say that. Yes, it's 2 o'clock.
Yes, good.
I started that with Abby. I have a history of falling asleep at things. Wow, what a rock star. No wonder I'm single.
I'm sorry. I was just like, don't go at nighttime.
I know. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I told Abby that when I led. I mean, hey, let's go to the movies on Sunday. She goes, Dad, what time? Like, oh, come on.
That's all right.
I'm a grown man.
Have a great day. Greg has another chance for you to win cash with KSON's high-low jackpot at 10:30. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Carrie, who is in my hood, Carlsbad. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Doing well. I believe that's the first time Carlsbad's ever been referred to as a hood.
That is accurate.
Carrie, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
Sorry, Tam. You got
to
go.
All right. Good luck.
Carrie, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Reminder to you, Carrie, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
Carrie, Matt LeBlanc turned 57 yesterday. Which friend did he play on Friends?
Oh, my gosh. Why am I not thinking of Spike? Chandler, Ross, and I'm totally spacing. Pass. I'm sorry. Very disappointed in myself.
Cher is releasing a memoir in two parts. Cher got her start in music by starting a rock duo with her then-husband. What were they called?
I know his name is Sonny, so I'm just going to say Sonny and Cher.
Cast members of The Office used to instant message each other, and even fans, while they were filming. Steve Carell was the star of The Office. Tell me his character's full name.
Wow. I'm very upset. These are so embarrassing. These are, like, easy, and I can't get them.
It's because you're freaking yourself out.
I'm overthinking it.
Carrie, I want you to step back from your phone for 1 second, take a deep breath, remind yourself that you are a powerful force named Carrie, and then come back to me. Go ahead. I'll give you a second. Go ahead.
I'm a powerful force.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. I got his first name.
Go ahead.
Michael. But
Michael, last name?
Scott.
There
Michael.
You see? That's all it takes. Just a deep breath once in a while. Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit tops a list of the best songs of the 90s. Nirvana's drummer Dave Grohl went on to form and play guitar and be the lead singer for what massively successful rock band?
I don't know.
Okay. And finally, there are five Chief games that Taylor Swift can't attend because they conflict with shows on her Eras Tour. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year. Who did they beat?
Well, you know, okay, I know, the Niners.
Okay.
I think.
Let's get Tam back in.
Okay.
Carrie, what's happening for you today? What's going down?
I'm now currently late for work because I
Oh, well, thank you. Are you going to get in trouble? Should we call your boss?
No, I don't think so. I'll be okay.
I'd like to stay employed. Carrie thinks she did horribly, but she actually did 3 out of 5.
Nice job.
Okay, not off.
There you go. She's very hard on herself, this Carrie. Timmy, Matt LeBlanc turned 57 yesterday. Which friend did he play on Friends?
Joey.
Carrie. You knew that.
That I did. I did know that.
1-0, Tammy. Tammy, Cher is releasing a memoir in 2 parts. Cher got her start in music by starting a rock duo with her then husband. What were they called?
Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher. Carrie knew that. 2-1, Tam. Cast members of The Office used to instant message each other and even fans while they were filming.
Oh, wow.
Steve Carell was the star of The Office. Tell me his character's full name.
His full name. Oh, I can't even think of a last name.
Michael Scott.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Carrie knew that. Didn't you, Carrie?
Surprise.
So it's now, 2-2? Timmy, Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit tops a list of the best songs of the 90s. Nirvana's drummer Dave Grohl went on to form and play guitar and be the lead singer for what massively successful rock band?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters is right. I wonder if Dave, who arguably is one of the best drummers of all time, figured to himself while he was in Nirvana, someday I'm going to be in a band that's even bigger and more successful than this band.
Wow.
It's crazy. What a life. Carrie couldn't come up with it. 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, there are 5 Chiefs games that Taylor Swift can't attend because they conflict with her Eras Tour. How long is this tour going on, by the way?
Forever.
Is it his 10th year now?
For Eras?
Right? The Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year. Who'd they beat?
Who did the Chiefs play? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. And it's so hard for me because I was rooting for them. Was it San Francisco?
It was. The Niners. Carrie knew that as well. So today we finish with a score of Tammy 4, Carrie 3. Carrie, you didn't get any of Tammy's money, but you are going to get a great prize for hanging with us this morning.
Carrie, you have a pair of tickets now to go see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater September 21st.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it.
Carrie, we appreciate you very much. Have a wonderful day. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Carrie in Carlsbad, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Bonjour, George.
Hello, John. How are you?
Isn't technology amazing? We are speaking right now to our Olympic correspondent, our co-worker, George, who is lucky enough to have a smoking hot wife who lives in France.
Yes, and luckily she can translate everything we run into. And she's very Parisian, even in this long line of about 15,000 people trying to get through the gates to see the opening ceremonies along the River Seine today.
Okay, so explain what that's like. I mean, paint the picture for us of what it looks like as you're looking around.
Are you exaggerating about the crowd size?
No, I just sent Jessica a photo. The crowd, this is just one gate. There are several gates along the River Seine. We happen to be at the very beginning, right before the Notre Dame. And the venue, or actually the river, is going to host people all across the River Seine past the Eiffel Tower. So that's probably about, I would say, a good 6 miles from point A to point B. So, and there will be a flotilla of boats all along. Now, there's people all around. I see American flags out here. I see people from Peru. I've seen someone from Senegal. You have Canadians. The people that are next to us were
from somewhere in Europe, tell just by their accents. I mean, they're from all over the world. I thought when you see the opening ceremonies on TV, I thought they were locals, but that's, my goodness gracious, people from all over the world here to see the opening ceremony.
Are you pinching yourself right now? I mean, are you aware of just how fortunate you are to be where you are?
I am. I cannot believe this is really happening. We've already been to 2 days of events. We actually had the chance to see two soccer games or football on Wednesday. And yesterday we were at rugby for most of the day. So that was incredible. And talk about team spirit from the countries. Oh, my God. It was just it's surreal. I've never seen anything like television. I'm going to tell you one thing. You see it on TV and you go, wow, that's wonderful. No, it's not wonderful till you get here.
I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I'm so glad that you agreed to share this with us so we can kind of experience it from your eyes, George. We appreciate that. When you knew that you were going on this trip, what is something that you're like, I have to see this in the Olympics over everything else?
Well, okay, it's not going to be Olympic-related, but are you ready?
Yeah.
I discovered Paris has a Costco. I rented a car, and Monday I'm going to Costco.
You can take the American out of America, but you really can't, can you?
Your card that you have in your pocket works anywhere around the world.
I don't need
a social card.
I didn't know there were Costco's in Europe.
I didn't know.
Well, this is so great. George, thank you again for taking some time with us, and we're looking forward to talking with you next week as well. And enjoy the opening ceremonies, and keep sending us photos.
Yeah, man.
And send photos from the coolest thing you find in Costco there.
Yes, and drink all the wine, eat all the cheese. I'm so envious.
Let me know if you want a hot dog from Costco. I'll bring it.
Yes, okay. I want a Parisian hot dog. I want you to carry it back from Costco. Right. Thank you, our Olympic correspondent in Paris. He goes to no bounds to give us great content, our co-worker George. Have fun, and as they say in France, oui, oui, George.
Oui, oui, vive la France.
Slow down, pal. I don't speak that well.
Bonjour, George.
Bonjour.
Devin is in Lakeside. What's going on, Devin?
Hey, John, I just wanted to wish my mom a happy birthday. Love you. Hope you have a great day.
Aw, Devin, who's your mom?
Elena.
And where does Elena live?
She's in San Diego, like Mission Valley area.
Okay, awesome. Happy birthday, Mommy Elena.
That's great. Way to remember your mom, man.
Thank you, guys.
Good son points for Devin, giving his mom a shout out on her birthday. That's awesome, man.
San Diego is going to be so busy this weekend. If you plan on going downtown, just remember Comic-Con, okay?
Yeah, just trolley the hell out of this weekend. I mean, don't even bother with your car.
And if you can't get to Comic-Con, make sure you follow KSON on our socials, because we have country artist Raina Roberts as our special correspondent. She's buddied up with producer Jessica, the best Comic-Con buddy you can have, to bring you everything so that you can kind of feel like you're there.
This is going to be the start of a brand new friendship for producer Jessica and country star Raina Roberts.
Mm-hmm, I think so, too.
I am going to do my part and take my daughter to see Twisters on Sunday.
Oh, I can't wait to hear if that's any good.
I'm super stoked because Sinopolis is where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
I can lay back.
Uh-oh.
Unlimited popcorn.
Oh, no. Are you going to stay awake? Are you going during the day?
Stop. Don't put that in. Don't say that. Yes, it's 2 o'clock.
Yes. Good.
I started that with Abby. I have a history of falling asleep at things. Wow. What a rock star. No wonder I'm single.
I'm sorry. I was just like, don't go at nighttime.
I know. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I told Abby that when I led. I mean, hey, let's go to the movies on Sunday. She goes, Dad, what time? Like, oh, come on.
That's all right.
I'm a grown man.
Have a great day. Greg has another chance for you to win cash with KSON's high-low jackpot at 10:30. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.